Advertisers have used beauty to sell fashion and glamour products to women for decades. And now it's being used to hawk other products, too. Everything from beer to breakfast food to cars, like this one from General Motors.
Chevy Cobalt has more standard horsepower than the Toyota Corolla or Honda Civic. And a 5-year, 60,000-mile powertrain warranty. Cobalt, an American revolution.
Barbara Lippert is a critic for Adweek magazine. Hi again, Barbara.
Hi, Anna.
What's the point of that ad?
Well,
makes you feel younger to drive a car like that?
Not very generous to the woman who needs a facelift, right?
Right.
Actually, it's appealing to the younger girl, so maybe she has hostile feelings about her mother. No.
It's
not a visual metaphor about speed. Yeah, and there's another one with a boy who gets his ears pinned back, so it's certainly not politically correct in any way. It's just telling you about strict horsepower, and they've never sold horsepower to women before, so that's new.
Well, what's the advertiser trying to do?
Tell you that with this speed, you know, you will convert your mother.
Okay. Well, okay. I don't know if that's motivation to buy or not. What we're seeing here is this trend of using beauty and something that might you know, appeal to someone, like a beauty product, where it's one mm-hmm. thing in the print ad, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually about something completely different. And this mm-hmm. is nothing new, using beauty to sell products, correct?
But there is a new twist. It's sort of a postmodern twist, like the McDonald's ad that you showed before. You know, that's a really good-looking ad.
Let's show that McDonald's ad here. Now, that looks like a mascara. That's a good-looking eyeball, I would say,
and it's much better looking than that pancake. So it's going to get your attention, and I get your attention. I don't know whether it's kidding by saying you're going to have long, lustrous lashes, or they're telling you because you can buy your breakfast and eat it while you're, you know, in the car and go like this with your lashes.
Right. What it says is want another 20 minutes of me time in the morning,
and then you do what I do instead of this while you're driving. But they know that women are time crunched, and that's a big trigger for women. You know, the multitasking and the time crunch. And I'm hoping that they're sort of saying it in a kidding way, because we know in the 50s, advertisers gave everybody anxiety. You know, is your house clean enough? Are your teeth bright enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is your floor waxy enough?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing that anymore. People don't believe that promise miracle solution anymore. And so they're sort of kidding about that kind of familiar ad.
Let's take a look at another ad. And I think these are pretty clever for Citigroup. Because it actually makes sense here. And sort of describe what Citigroup is trying to do. They say you really can prevent worry lines, get a better retirement plan.
And I think that's excellent, because it's sort of making fun of the fact that you can prevent worry lines. And it's also speaking to women, saying this is what's important. You know, you might be spending your money on a lipstick, but this is what's important. Not everyone has the husband and can build the dream house the way we're used to seeing those retirement commercials. You better start thinking about you yourself.
There's another Citigroup ad that's pretty clever, too, where at first glance it looks like a shampoo ad, but it says, forget about split ends. Let's talk about dividends.
But, you know, banking is a very dull subject, and
mm-hmm.
they never speak to women directly like this. So it's just saying that this is about you. It's not about, you know, building for your family. It's not about, you know, dreaming about what can be. This is reality. You've got to sit down and think about this, and it's more important than split ends.
So are these ads actually getting women's attention more than a standard ad?
I think they are getting, you know, certain things are triggers. They look familiar and you want to read it, but they're not breaking any new ground. That's for sure. We need a new way of talking about women. And the interesting thing is that the only new image that I can think of is Gina Davis as the president.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but Donna Karen had a female president 10 years ago, but she was wearing a bustier and she was a model. So that was the problem there. But slowly advertisers will get there, because it's all new.
I know, but sex still sells, doesn't it? Sex
absolutely.
And look
vanity.
At this ad for Tylenol PM. Like you said, vanity. I mean, another ad that looks like this would be for a facial moisturizer, right?
Right. And it looks like she's really having a great time with that facial moisturizer.
Well, it says sleep for a natural glow that won't smudge or smear during the day.
This is one that I like less because, mm-hmm. you know, it's talking about flawless skin and beauty. You have a lot more problems if you're not getting a good night's sleep. You know, you have a lot more problems with your health than just your skin. So I think
playing into sort of pop culture's obsession with our looks, and it has nothing to do with a woman's intellect or ability to choose products in an intelligent way. It's almost like faking you out into reading about their product.
It's not flattering your intelligence. You know,
it's not. that. Does that bother you?
Yeah, some of them are better than others, as with the Citibank thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that advertisers want to use the familiar because they only have a tiny bit amount of time to get your attention. And so they think they will with this.
And here
if they
we are,
showed you an aspirin pill or if they showed you an ugly looking flapjack, you know, you really wouldn't look.
All right, Barbara Lifford from Adweek. Thanks, as always.